We've had both these gentlemen in the studio a number of times. It's great to have them both back into the studio live here as we broadcast from the Tioga Highway 40 studio. We have Dr. Robert Rotering and also CEO Ryan Mickelson in the studio this morning, and some nice accomplishments that we'll be sharing and some pretty big deals taking place these days at the Tioga Medical Center. And welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Why don't we start with Ryan here. You are the Tioga Ambulance Service squad leader, and you've got some big information to pass along to us this morning.
Yes, thank you, Jim. Of course, if I could start with the weather, what a beautiful rain we had last night, and hopefully that's going to get the crops started here. So I'd just like to talk about the Tioga Ambulance for a second. We were recently awarded the Northwest Region Service of the Year.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, we were nominated by Corey Johnson, who was a leader with the fire department in Williston. And from that award, we were also awarded the EMS statewide EMS Agency of the Year during a pandemic year. So it's really exciting news for Tioga Ambulance Service and, you know, the services we provide to our community. And it's nice to be able to share that recognition, to be recognized, and then really hats off to the Tioga Ambulance Department.
Absolutely outstanding. Well done. Congratulations. Yeah. Very proud of that. That's wonderful. Wonderful news. And something else along with that line there?
As far as the EMS, we are hosting another class this fall. So if you're interested in joining our team, this fall we'll be kicking off another class. The last class we had was 2 years ago, and we're looking to continue to add people to our team. So if you're interested, we'll hopefully have some information out in the newspapers and on Facebook in the next few weeks.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that. And Dr. Bob, maybe you could share some details on some other awards.
I'd like to chime in on this EMS award and extend my congratulations to the entire squad and to Ryan, their squad leader. I've been around EMS over 40 years, and this is a really significant accomplishment that they have been given the statewide designation for the squad of the year. And people need to be aware of what they do, which is basically selfless volunteerism where they put themselves at real risk. We just got through this COVID thing, and you couldn't go out on an ambulance run without being concerned for the patient, for yourself, for your family, etc. And these men and women expose themselves to physical injury, to infectious disease, to stress. They go out in the middle of the night, worst case scenarios. The rest of us are sleeping and they're dealing with a heart attack in the middle of the night, or a child that can't breathe, or trying to extricate somebody from a vehicle. And it's very challenging work. And then when you consider their volunteers, to me, it's heroism, and the fact that they do it on a volunteer basis. So they stay up all night, they go to work the next day, they keep going, and to be recognized for the stability of the program, for their response rate, for their consistency, etc. I think they're among our finest citizens in the community. They do heroic things on a routine basis. They should be congratulated, celebrated, and I think they should be in the archives of Tioga's Hall of Fame. They
certainly
are my heroes, and this is a really significant designation that they've been given. So I hope everybody will join us in congratulating them, celebrating them, supporting them, because they not only look after us, but they improve the image of Tioga as a vital place to live, a safe place to live, and congratulations.
Well said.
Yes, thank you, Doctor.
Congratulations, and you really do have a dedicated staff. There's no doubt about it. So we truly appreciate that. So many things to be thankful for in this community, and Tioga Medical Center and the Tioga Ambulance Squad, definitely two things that we put up to high esteem here. And also the Tioga Long-Term Care
Indeed, received an award this year also, and it's referred to as the Pinnacle Award. The Pinnacle Corporation is the U.S. national standard for evaluating post-acute care facilities in the USA, and those include nursing homes. And we were honored to receive, in addition to the statewide EMS award that Tioga got just 2 weeks ago, we have been designated for the COVID year a top 15% long-term care unit in the USA evaluating customer satisfaction. So that's about the toughest category there could be with all the pain, suffering, loss, et cetera, that went on in nursing homes. But again, the strength of the Tioga community, the residents, the families, the staff, et cetera, that we received this top 15% long-term care award from Pinnacle. And we'll be having a formal presentation and details to the community on that coming up soon.
Wow. Yeah. What a great example of another service that you folks provide, and very proud of that as well. Again, more and more to be thankful for. You also have a huge construction project taking place in the lower level. Would you be willing to share a few thoughts on that,
Sure.
Ryan?
We're currently under construction. We're in the lower level of our clinic. We're building out a wellness and education center. So we're going to be expanding out our Williston State College Nursing School, and essentially doubling the size, the capacity of students that we'll be able to take here in Tioga. We'll be adding a specialty clinic as our specialties grow. We're outgrowing the space that we have in our upstairs clinic, so we're providing some space for them in our basement, as well as an education wellness center for the community, for education, for the providers to provide education to our communities, as well as put on wellness programs. And that construction project is on schedule. We are expecting to be completed the end of July, and everything seems to be going really smoothly, which is not usually the case with construction projects, but everything is really coming together nicely with that project, and we're really excited to be able to open that up to the community and get people in there for education and wellness.
Something very, very special coming to Tioga for sure. That's going to be something that's really going to make an impact in the community. And Dr. Bob, you were recently here talking about some of the expansion at the Tioga Dam and so forth, a lot going on there. And you have a new staff member coming on board.
Sure do. We're really excited to welcome our 10th specialist who will be new to our staff, starting practice this Friday in the specialty of urology. And Dr. Bates will be our 10th specialist that'll be providing regular specialty services in Tioga in 8 different specialties now. He has world-class credentials. He's originally from Illinois, trained in Harvard and the Harvard residencies, etc., and has had an exceptional practice. And we're really looking forward to him joining us this Friday to continue to expand and grow our clinical services.
That is amazing. Like you say, you just keep on expanding. And some other information you'd like to pass on this morning? I mean, I know we're talking about a number of different topics here. Expansion is one of the big things, but go ahead, Ryan.
Sure. Tioga Medical Center's foundation, we're hosting a golf tournament on June 18th. We're trying to get our foundation kind of ramped back up to do some fundraising for the different projects that we have going on at the medical center. One of the projects that we're currently undertaking is developing a kind of a hospice type of room, a palliative care type of room in our nursing home to allow families to spend more time with their loved ones during the dying process. We're also looking at expanding our tub room, and there's just different projects that we're taking on, and In order to do that, we need support from our community. So we're trying to get that foundation, the fundraising arm of our facility back up and running, and would really like to see the community come out and support Tioga Medical Center, have a round of golf, play some golf, have some fun, and know that your time and effort is going towards the care of our residents and our community. So,
absolutely. I know the event is going to be a fun one, and we hope to see that grow as the years go on. It's going to be a great event this year. And the early bird special, I think the entry fees are $50 up until midnight tonight, then they switch over to $75. So if you want to get an early bird jump on it, that's great. If not, you'll have some placement for folks that want to get in a little bit later.
Sure, yep.
So scrambles are always fun. Tioga Community Golf Course is always a great place to play. And I know the Tioga Medical Center staff will make it even funner. Lots of prizes, door prizes, and so forth. Great time to socialize, and really good for a good fundraising event as well. And what else do we have to share this morning from the Tioga Medical Center?
Just a quick summary that our mission statement charges us with providing quality health care, and I think this state and national award attest to our outstanding team up at the medical center, the great community support that we receive. And we're also charged with promoting education and wellness. And our new nursing school that can accommodate up to 16 RNs per year, our very strong educational program of medical students, PAs, NPs, physical therapy students, etc., is living up to that statement. And we continue to grow and expand and make additional efforts with even more specialists that we're recruiting and welcoming. And our thanks go out to the community, to the city council for their efforts with us, their support, and for our great staff and our wonderful patients who volunteer themselves also to meet with medical students during their clinical visits and contribute to the lasting education of these students. It's great. It's great to be in Tioga and the medical center, to work there, and a lot of wonderful things going on, Jim.
Boy, most certainly, and it's always a pleasure to have you gentlemen come in and share the great news. I know you've got more developments coming along here, progression with the Wellness Center and so much more. Just fun and exciting information. It's just a pleasure to see all the things that you're getting awarded for. Well-deserved.
Thank you.
So, anything else to add before we wrap her up this morning?
Just quick little vision on that wellness center. It's part of the construction project, and it's a physical, very large, multi-purpose room. And we hope it's going to be the heartbeat of wellness for Tioga, a very active, dynamic facility that's going to offer everything from cooking classes to lectures to exercise programs, and that it'll be utilized by our staff, by the community on a regular basis. And also we're encouraging and supporting the efforts of Tioga to construct a walking path around Tioga Dam that everybody can use to enjoy the scenic sunsets up there, all these wonderful birds that utilize that facility, which is truly unique. And that the Wellness Center will also be using the wellness path for people working on high blood pressure, cholesterol, or if you just want to go out with a baby buggy stroller or take a run or a cross-country ski around there. But the Tioga City is working on grants, funding, etc. to promote that, and they've got all our support, and we'd like to encourage their efforts as well. Very exciting.
Very, very exciting, and we'll have to have you come back and give us some more good news as we roll along with that. So, meanwhile, we hope you have a great rest of your day, and thanks again for stopping by Talk of the Town this morning. Great to see you.